This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
SUNY Fredonia's Mike Igo is with us on the WBEN Liveline. Mike is also a former Channel 2 reporter. And we're talking about a mega broadcast merger. Nexstar, the owner of Channel 4 locally, acquiring Tegna, the owner of Channel 2. Mike, I got to ask, what was your first thought when you heard about this?
Oh, God. Actually, the thing I felt most of is I started feeling bad for my students, both my current ones who are working in many markets that are representative of both corporations and those who will get into the industry. But, you know, I got to tell you, as a journalism professor, as well as someone who's worked in the industry for a while, I share some of the concerns that all the consumer groups are already voicing their opinions about in various platforms on the media is that, you know, there is concerns about a single corporation dominating, you know, the homogenization of content and so on and so on.
Yeah, Mike, that's the first thing I thought of, too, is how does this change the stories that each individual station covers? Because all the major stations, whether it's TV, radio, we all have the big stories. But then, you know, there's different stories among smaller stories among the different stations. How do you think that could change if this merger goes through?
Well, we already have some history to this, Lucas, because there was a corporation deal a while back where they acquired, we're talking about Nexstar, where they acquired Tribune Media. And in the markets where they acquired another station, basically they do simulcasts of the newscast. And what has happened, of course, is consolidation and cutbacks. And that's probably not surprising because you're talking the debt in this deal is $6.2 billion. So they got to find the money somewhere. So there's a lot of duplication of services and whatnot that it's natural they're going to cut back. And that's not a surprise in the 21st century media.
You know, when an owner has more than one station in a market, will one be stronger and one weaker?
Well, it depends. Some of it has to do just with viewer loyalties. But technically speaking, under the FCC rules, you can't own more than one station. But there's a couple ways to skin the cat. There's duopolies, there's shared services agreement. But the big thing to keep in mind is under the current climate of the FCC, the chairman feels the old rules about restrictions on ownership rules are basically outdated. So I think this deal is going to go through. I disagree with Chris Musil. I think there'll be some pushback. And I think there'll be some bad feelings, but knowing what I know about the way the administration feels about business, I think this deal is going to go through, perhaps with some changes, of course.
And you mentioned the idea of a simulcast, which is something that really fascinates me. What would that look like? What has that looked like in other markets? Is it going to be at the same time, the same news people on two different channels? What do you think that'll look like?
Yeah, exactly right. In fact, ironically, Nexstar got its start where I began my television career down in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, once upon a time. And they started off with a shared services agreement. They were the NBC station with the CBS station, and that's exactly what they do. They have a simulcast of the same thing, sometimes at the same time, because remember, not all stations do local news at the same time. But it's pretty much the same stuff.
You know, TV news has changed so much over the years. You've seen it, Mike. I mean, it used to be appointment viewing. You'd tune in for the 6 o'clock or the 11 o'clock news, right? But not so much anymore. Everything seems to be going digital now and more on demand. Is that the way of the future? Is that what you see maybe in 5 years or so?
Yeah, exactly right. Look at the ratings for local newscasts. They are far, far less than they used to be. When I started out in the business, the station I worked at in Wilkes-Barre had a 50 share of the audience. They'd be happy to have double digits now. And also, you know, the corporations in announcing this deal said they just can't compete with the media legacy and the digital platform. So that's part of the mantra. And that's why I think the current administration will give the green light to this just as a way of giving them the opportunity to compete.
Do you think there's any area now for maybe a new third TV news station to start up if this all goes through?
I don't think so. In fact, ironically, down in Wilkes-Barre, which I mentioned before, they are also acquiring the Tegna station. So all three local stations there will now be under the Nexstar banner. Now, we're lucky in Buffalo here because we have Scripps for Channel 7. So there's another thing. But I don't see this as a climate of new startups. I think, if anything, digital media is going to be where it's at. And we've seen that time after time. Digital media is much more efficient, you know, as far as investment and resources and whatnot. It's just nowadays, it's very expensive to run a TV station, much less any other types of media.
Mike, how are you preparing students who want to go into this field at this point?
Well, I try to give them a practical thing. I give them the reality. I tell them, in fact, I will talk about this merger not only in my journalism class. I also talk about it in the law class because we do talk about telecommunications. So I'll tell them, you know, understand what you're getting into. If you want to do it, then God bless you. But, you know, one of the things nowadays, it's about multiple skills. You got to be able to do many things. Think about it. The new journalists nowadays, they're shooting, they're reporting, and they're editing, and they're writing for God knows how many websites. So they got to be able to dance as fast as they can, and they got to understand. You know, media's always been stressful, but I think now the climate is even worse in that respect. There's a lot more expected.
One thing we were always told by our journalism or broadcasting professors was, or just like guests from other stations that would come in and speak with us, was just be prepared to not make a lot of money. Do you think that could get worse under this deal?
Yeah, for sure. One of the things you've seen with all the consolidations and everything is that, you know, some of the big name stars have lost their jobs or they've been asked to take pay cuts. And that's basically the mantra now. And that's what it's all about. They have a certain level of things and they're cutting all across the board and they justify it that way.
Hey, Mike, good talking with you this morning. Thank you.
And thank you. By the way, I'll be starting classes on Monday, so I will be talking about this.
There you go.
Very timely. Mike Igo with us live this morning from SUNY Fredonia. Mike is also a former Channel 2 reporter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.